In this cross-section, the carbonate cake extending across the entire Florida-Bahama platform is shown in various colors that signify different ages. Remember that the carbonate cake rests on what was the crystalline basement rocks that are much older, late Precambrian, early Paleozoic for the most part. See your geologic timescale for review. Later, we will discuss the carbonate cake's siliciclastic frosting, a very thin unit of much younger sediments that are mostly quartz that lie on the surface of the eastern Florida platform. These land-derived sediments constitute the surface sediments and soils of the dry state of Florida and its barrier island coastline. This is a lecture we will provide much later in the course. Note the extreme thickness of the carbonate sedimentary or stratigraphic succession, which is the proper term, not carbonate cake, which is informal. Deep drilling across both the Florida and Bahama platforms has shown that these carbonate sediments were deposited in shallow water, such as 2 to 10 meters depth. However, these sediments, now cemented to form rocks, are 1 to 6 kilometers thick and beneath Florida. If they were formed in shallow water, how can they accumulate such great thicknesses? If they were deposited into a very deep basin, then they would not be shallow water derived.